For you alone my soul waits in silence, for to you belongs silence as well as vigorous praise. And in you we experience our deepest insights in the vaults of this precious silence. Blessed are those whom you choose and draw near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple.
Love one another deeply, for love covers a multitude of sins. Share all you have with each other, and open your hearts and your homes without complaining. Whatever gifts you have received, minister them to one another as stewards of my manifold grace, with the ability which I supply, so that in all things I may receive the credit and be glorified through your lives.
Do not think it strange that you go through these fiery trials, as though some strange thing were happening to you. These have been sent to test you. Don't be afraid of all you're about to suffer, but be faithful to me, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. After you have suffered a while, the God of grace, who has called you to eternal glory, will strengthen and establish you and settle you again, this time forever.
Be strong, not discouraged. The work that you do will be fully rewarded. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Let the Spirit of heaven settle on you now in the spirit of faith and forgiveness. Ask whatever you will, and trust that your Heavenly Father will take and shape your request and find the very best way to answer it. My word helping you see that what you regarded at the time as a disaster actually formed part of my perfect plan, causing you to exclaim, "Well, now I see what you're doing." We give you the fragments and the jagged edges for you to shape and piece to your highest will. Let the Spirit of heaven settle on you now in faith and forgiveness. Ask whatever you will, and trust that your Heavenly Father will take and shape your request and find the very best way to answer it.